Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So grateful that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us on KSEJ, a Powell Broadcasting radio station. This morning, we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located on the lower level of our building at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. As we do each Saturday morning, we begin by thanking our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, behind the glass in studio in Indian Hills. And we also thank our program sponsor, the longtime sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Folks, we have a very interesting show today. Sydney Marks, who is the president of the Siouxland Growth Organization, is with us. Sydney also serves the Food Bank of Siouxland as their external development and communications associate. Sydney, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, we're delighted to have you, and this is a little bit awkward because technically you're one of my bosses. You serve on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we're grateful for your willingness to serve. And of course, your service on the board is an extension of the role that you have as the president of the Siouxland Growth Organization. Many people might be surprised to learn that many years ago, the leadership, the board level leadership of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, recognized the importance of having young professionals engaged. And so I'm going to guess it was probably 10 years ago, there's been a permanent seat on our board of directors reserved for the president, and we're thrilled to have you serving in that role.
Yeah, it's been really fascinating and just eye-opening to see all of the work that is done within the chamber. So thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Well, like I said, I have to be on my best behavior today because technically you and 24 others on the board of directors serve as the leadership and the bosses for the staff of seven at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So I will be on my very best behavior and certainly look forward to the next half an hour with you and learning about not only the Siouxland Growth Organization, but also the role that you have at the Food Bank of Siouxland. But before we get to either of those, as we do each Saturday morning, we begin by introducing our guest to our listening audience. And if you'd be so kind, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
For sure. So I'm actually from Omaha, but my dad is from Sioux City. And so kind of followed his footsteps here at Briarcliff. But before I got to Sioux City, I grew up kind of South Omaha. I went to OPS schools and then I transferred to Bellevue West High School where I did volleyball, golf. I did journalism classes a lot. I was on all three of our yearbook, newspaper, digital yearbook. And so that's kind of how I got a passion for communication.
So you're kind of a busy high school kid.
Kind of. And then I had a job on top of it too, because I wanted to actually spend my own money and not just keep asking my parents.
So were you a good athlete?
I wasn't bad. I played volleyball for probably 10 years. And then golf, I've kind of lost it. It's not really there with me anymore. But I played golf for 2 years, and we all still keep in touch. That was a really fun group of girls that
now,
we had.
Volleyball, I'm going to guess you are a libero or a defensive specialist.
Now, why do you say that?
Just because the hitters are like 6 foot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was libero or a setter before girls really started shooting up in the growth spurts. So
yeah, I have had the opportunity to follow the sport. And I will say this, I have learned that volleyball is the ultimate team sport.
Yes.
I'm very impressed with the coordination and how important it is for those six players to be in sync on everything they're doing.
Absolutely.
It's really it's a fun sport to watch. And, you know, golf you can pick up anytime. It won't be that far away. It just takes a little bit of practice. You got to get back out there and invest the time.
It's a lifetime activity for sure. I just have to get back out and get into the swing of it. No pun intended.
Well played.
Yeah.
So after your time at OPS and Bellevue, what came next for Sydney Marks?
Yeah. So like I kind of mentioned earlier, I followed my dad's footsteps into went to Briarcliff University, majored in mass communications there and minored in graphic design and social media. So big communications nerd is what I am. So yeah.
Was that a hard decision for you, or did you visit campus and go, this is where I want to go? You just knew right away.
You know, I visited a few other colleges, but one thing that really stood out to me was one of the professors that taught my dad was still there. And so my dad was like, can we just go see if she like remembers me? And I was like, oh, dad, you're so embarrassing.
But yeah, that's what dads do.
But yeah, we can go, I guess. And he opened the door and she just lit up and she was just like, oh my gosh, it's Denny. He's here. His daughter might come here. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was so sweet. And just the community. I know Briarcliff really stresses community and it really, really is. So, I mean, it was just a community and I felt it. I felt their arms just kind of wrap around me because if it was a bigger school, I don't know if I would have been able to really succeed or get involved as much as I did at Briarcliff.
You know what? That's great to hear and a wonderful endorsement of Briarcliff University. I know their new president, Matthew Droud. Dr. Droud is doing everything he can to grow the institution. And I see that they recently launched a fairly significant endowment and fundraising campaign. So great for them. You might be surprised to learn that I took two classes at Briarcliff between my junior and senior year of college.
Okay.
I was at Briarcliff for summer school in about 1988.
Okay.
I took calculus and statistics in the same summer, which made a brutal summer.
Gross.
But my professors were outstanding. And I've always said that among the very best professors I had in both undergrad and grad school were the two I had at Briarcliff, Chuck Schaefer and Craig Kalicki.
Okay.
They were both exceptional. And so I'm glad you had a good experience.
Yeah.
And we're thrilled that you've remained in our community. So after your 4 years at Briarcliff, what came next for you?
Yeah, so I was an intern at Briarcliff as well in their marketing department. And so I kind of just went up to the head honcho in the office I was in and I was like, listen, I can do video. You won't have to outsource it. I can do a lot of other marketing things. Give me a project and I'll figure it out. And she took a chance on me. And so I was able to get a full-time position there. And it really evolved over the 4 years that I was there. But yeah, I worked at Briarcliff right after graduating from Briarcliff. It was awesome.
That's fantastic. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Sydney Marks. Sydney is the president of the Siouxland Growth Organization, and by virtue of her role and responsibility in that capacity, she also serves on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. She also, in addition to those roles and responsibilities, works with the Food Bank of Siouxland as their external development and communications associate. And I'm certain that not only your experience, but your education at Briarcliff set you up well for the role that you have at the Food Bank of Siouxland.
Absolutely. Briarcliff is really a good steward of the community and kind of just getting those values and really implementing them in their everyday life, whether that's at work, volunteering, and whatnot. So the Food Bank was just kind of a natural progression in my work life. So, yeah.
So I'm going to ask something that's certainly going to date me a little bit, but is social media a huge part of your communications role? Was it both at Briarcliff and does it remain so at the Food Bank of Siouxland?
Yeah. It really has become a big part of our everyday lives, you know? And so we definitely work hard to make sure we have quality content that is relevant, that is able to be shared, or easy, I should say, to be shared, and just easy numbers to be able to educate and advocate for food insecurity around Siouxland.
So speaking of, I know that you had a big fundraiser earlier this fall, mm-hmm. and the Siouxland Chamber may have been roped into that.
Yeah.
How did we do?
You guys killed it. It was so fun to see all you guys. So for those who don't know, it was Rumble on the Range. We had some celebrities come and just shoot some golf balls into some targets on the range, and they were assigned specific holiday harvest items, and you guys had cream of mushroom soup. You guys brought in over like 500 cans, which is astounding, truly astounding.
Well, that's a big shout out to my colleague, Lori, who is the executive director of the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce, and her board chair, Mike Wells, who were very generous. We did a little bit in our part of the contribution. However, I would say that most of my energy was expended on trying to create a strong promotional video.
Absolutely. And you guys had a very fun one. It was really just encapsulating all of Siouxland. And I thought that was so fun. We are the Food Bank of Siouxland. So to have it all encapsulated in one video was super fun.
Yeah, I may learn to regret creating that video maybe way down the road. But we did have a little bit of fun with it, and we hoped at that time that it did benefit that event, because the food bank of Siouxland is critically important. Here we are coming into the holiday season. Winter is here on the horizon now, and we know that there are so many others who go without. So anything that we can do as a community to support your efforts, you can count on us.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today is Sydney Marks. Sydney is the president of the Siouxland Growth Organization. By virtue of her role there, she also serves as a member of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And when she's not involved in those roles, she serves the Food Bank of Siouxland as their external development and communications associate. We'll be right back with more on Grow Siouxland and our visit with Sydney Marks after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host. Grateful that you've decided to spend your Saturday morning with us. Hopefully you're enjoying a bit of coffee, a croissant, a donut, maybe getting a little bit of the leaves that remain raked up before winter hits us too hard, and perhaps an opportunity to enjoy some college football. If you're with us for the first half of the program today, you know that our guest is Sydney Marks. Sydney is the president of the Siouxland Growth Organization, and in the second half of the program, we're going to talk specifically about Sydney's various projects and fundraising initiatives. We mentioned the Rumble on the Range, which took place earlier this fall, and Sydney, here we're already halfway through the month of November, and about 1 month from now, you have another big fundraising event. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a really fun murder mystery dinner. It's for Siouxland Go. We really have found that there's quite a few crime junkies around Siouxland who are just really interested in, you know, solving their own murder, I guess, but without the actual goriness of it. So yeah, we're excited. It's December 13th at the Sioux City Convention Center, and there's dinner provided. There's going to be music. It's an 80s theme, so we encourage everyone to dress up in their 80s, whether that's Madonna, Miami Vice, Magnum PI, if you really want to get super detective-y about it.
Wow, that's pretty good for a young person like yourself. You nailed the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I lived through the 80s. I know this. So when you said Miami Vice, I'm like, oh yeah, that's, you know.
That was my Halloween costume 1 year.
Yeah, I get it. So this is not the first time that the Siouxland Growth Organization has hosted the murder mystery dinner. Mm-hmm. You've done it before, and the reviews are outstanding.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We really enjoy it, but it seems like people enjoy it there. So hopefully, you know, we can get even a bigger crowd this year with it being a class reunion theme.
For those who don't know anything about the murder mystery dinner, obviously you said, hey, you dress up. That's step number one. Mm-hmm. What should they expect at this dinner?
Yeah, so they'll come, they'll get dinner, and then you won't exactly know when, but there will be an indication that something is going down somewhere. I personally have no clue what goes on. There's only the actors know, and then two other people, the person running the event and then the director. They're the only ones that know what actually happens. So
do you participate in this event?
It's interactive. So they'll, like last year, they had one of the waiters that was just in, that was going back and forth and actually serving the dinner. He was a part of the actual performance itself, and no one really knew until he came out of the kitchen. And that was really fun. So we have a feeling that that's going to happen again this year. We just don't know how or when.
So December 13th is a Friday night.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are the hours?
6 to 10. So yeah, it's a Friday the 13th though. So some bad luck.
That's a little ominous.
I know.
A murder mystery dinner on Friday the 13th, and I will say that is the eve of the Little Yellow Dog auction. So a great way to spend your Friday night before you show up at the Ho-Chunk Center for the Little Yellow Dog auction, which begins at noon on Saturday the 14th. And Sydney, tell us about how one would go about getting tickets for this event.
Yeah, so you can visit SiouxLandGo.com, and then we have our events tab. And if you just scroll down to December 13th, it's right there. If you have any questions about pricing or anything, which it is $100 a ticket, and then a table of eight is $800. And then if you have any questions about pricing or if you're just wondering about anything else, just feel free to email us at info@SiouxLandGo.com.
info@SiouxLandGo.com. And while this event has really become a hit, I know a lot of people look forward to it. It's a great way to spend a Saturday evening with some friends, your significant other, your spouse. Grab your spouse and your folks if they're in town, because universally people say this is great fun and the people involved do a great job. Where is this year's event being hosted?
It's going to be at the Sioux City Convention Center this year.
Okay. So I've become familiar with the murder mystery dinner. I've become familiar with the Rumble on the Range. For many years, our two organizations sponsored It's a Wonderful Life at the Orpheum Theater. And with the advent of the RE/MAX City Center and their holiday schedule, recent discussions have said we're going to basically take a step back. The Orpheum Theater is a massive theater to host a movie that might attract, you know, 150, 200 people. The RE/MAX City Center is far better sized for that, but we always appreciate partnering with the Food Bank of Siouxland for that event. We'll find some other avenues to hopefully introduce some holiday films in cooperation with our friends at the City Center. That said, many people may not be familiar with the Siouxland Growth Organization. I certainly am. You've had a profoundly positive impact in our community. Many people first became familiar with it when your organization, then known as the Sioux City Growth Organization, launched some of the artwork in our community, and then that became its own successful organization. But Sydney, as the president of the organization, please tell us what your mission is at this young professionals organization.
Yeah, so Siouxland Growth Organization really aims to attract and retain young professionals of all industries throughout Siouxland, and we want to show that there is something to do here. One of my biggest pet peeves of all time is when people say there's nothing to do here. There's a reason I'm not home before 8 p.m. every night, and it's because I'm doing something out in Siouxland, whether it's, you know, grabbing a happy hour somewhere, doing intramural volleyball at Long Lines, axe throwing. I mean, there's always something to do. It's just finding a way to find what to do, I guess.
Well, and I would agree with that. I'm no longer a young professional. I'm a middle-aged, leaning towards older-aged professional. However, whether it's following your alma mater in sports, Briarcliff has, at this time of year, wrestling, women's basketball, men's basketball. Morningside offers the same. The high schools, there's always competitive sports. More importantly, in addition to that, you have the Sioux City Musketeers. You have the Sioux City Symphony. Our symphony is phenomenal. As you know, as one of our board members, they were just magical with John Andrazik, you know, back in September. And so the growth organization exists to recruit some of those young professionals and help some of our local businesses recruit new employees, maybe fresh out of college, and make sure that they're networked with other similarly situated young people.
Yeah, there's been people to come to the area not knowing anyone, and then they'll join our organization and they will make friends for life. I know I've made friends for life through the organization, and I think a lot of other members will say the same. So we really just want to give, you know, the new people and around the area a chance to really explore and a chance to really see what we have to offer and all of the opportunities professionally, socially, and just all of the opportunities, because we have so many.
And you mentioned earlier that the Siouxland Growth Organization, and this was in between segments off air, is part of a larger consortium of young professionals groups. And sometimes you're traveling statewide or in the tri-state to visit with other organizations focused on these young professionals.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to the YP Iowa conference a few weeks ago, and it's just really cool to see other, you know, young professionals be passionate about keeping families and keeping those young professionals in Iowa in general. And it only helps with economic development and all that we strive for with the future of Iowa as well.
Well, and if we want to grow the state and we want to grow our Siouxland community, we're going to need to be very effective at recruiting young professionals. We're thrilled to have a young woman who's a college graduate from Omaha now calling Sioux City home. Mm-hmm. You're a great role model for this, and getting engaged with the Siouxland Growth Organization, with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, with the Food Bank of Siouxland, you know, you're to be applauded for that. You're exactly what we hope to do year in and year out. And if there are people listening today that say, you know what, I really like what Sydney's talking about, I'd like to know more, I'd like to learn more, how can they go about getting in touch with you or some of the leadership with the Siouxland Growth Organization?
Yeah, so we have 10 people on our executive board. So we have a little bit of everything as far as, you know, professions as well, representing our board. But you can get in touch with me at info@siouxlandgo.com. All of our website is less than a year old, so it's still pretty up to date. Or it is very up to date, I should say. And if you just click the join now in the top right hand corner, you should be able to join right away and just kind of get to know what we do as an organization.
If you could deliver a message to the CEOs in the community about how important this organization is to their young employees, what would that message be?
We will help them stay. We will help them stay around here. We will give them friends. We will give them community. We will give them a reason to stay with your company.
And once in a while, I understand you'll even give them a spouse.
Yeah, from what I've heard, there's been a few Siouxland Go couples to come out of it.
That end up getting married. So yeah. That's all wonderful. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today has been Sydney Marks, who is the president of the Siouxland Growth Organization. Sydney will be hosting, along with her friends, the Murder Mystery Dinner on Friday, December 13th at the Sioux City Convention Center from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets are available for $100 a piece right now, a table of eight for $800. However, they're only on sale through December 6th, so get your tickets now. Support this wonderful organization. Sydney, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be back with more next week. Make it a great weekend.